Yeah.
I got a medical question for you. Do you think that
you can do that? Now, some people, when they first get up in the morning, they may put their shoes on, rest around a few minutes, and they'll get him a cigarette, and he goes to the bathroom. Then he may not go no more. But now he can eat this, drink some juice. He's going to go more than one time. Because everything you eat, so much of it goes for waste matter, so much of it goes for fat, so much of it go into the blood. Everything you eat, it goes into the bloodstream, into the blood. Say, for instance, I make it prove this to you. Now, you can eat pepper, something hot. Now, when you answer call to nature, it burns you. Either from the penis or the rectum, the pepper. Anything you eat, it goes into the blood, and it goes for fat, and it goes for waste matter. Now, that's garbage whenever it's done been processed. It's got to come out. But if a man does not have the proper bowel regularity, he definitely suffers with headaches, stomach trouble, old bad hot water backing up in his mouth. He gets sick at the stomach. See, what goes in, it got to come out. Now, a lot of people can't eat. Now, when you can't eat, there's nobody can make you eat. You got to have a good appetite, so it'll go down. It'll pull right through the... It'll go right down your throat, but if you don't, it ain't going. It's clogged up in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, now that's when you got a bad appetite. Now, what'll give you a bad appetite? Now, people are different. Some of them, now, when they get to drinking, they eat hell on the cross. But if you drink a whole lot now, you'll eventually stop eating. Go to drinking. And go to drinking, then when he's drinking a whole lot, he goes into DDTs. Because he's got no energy. He's got nothing to build him up. But if you eat good, you can drink some liquor. But you've got to feed it. So if you get out here now, well, you may not believe it. Just between you and I drink a quart of gin a day.
A quart?
A quart. A day. But it don't bother me. I take a dino, I never have a headache. Now, I got this Thursday, no, Wednesday. Because I didn't drink nothing much yesterday. Then that guy sitting on that produce, man, he drunk the most of it. And when I'm in Virginia, I get a gallon. Just costs $8. It's a half a gallon. Get a gallon for $16. But if I get it down here now, it'll cost me 12 something. So I just get me enough to do me. But I ain't going to drink no more. I'm swearing off. But I don't know when I swear back on.
What do you mix it with? You just...
Yeah, I mix it with water. Pepsi Cola, I don't drink nothing straight. Don't drink nothing straight. Well, I hit a bunny up. Don't drink nothing straight. I mix it. Then it doesn't bother you. Then you eat good. It don't bother you. I know a man, and he's 100 years old. He drank a pint of liquor every day, and he was a good Christian man. And was a millionaire, but he would drink a pint of liquor a day. He got down one time, and couldn't get out of bed. They know he's going to die. Now, this is no fake. This is no gimmick. So they called a preacher in. Gonna get him saved, you see. Well, they called the preacher and they prayed for him and everything, trying to get him saved. That his old man was all right, but he just loved liquor. So he told the preacher, said, "Now, preacher, I believe in what you're doing. I believe in that book." But he said, "I know what to do me good. So you go and get me a pint of liquor, and I'll get out of this bed." See, people didn't want him to have it. So if you get me a pint of liquor and bring here, says, "I'll get out of this bed, but they won't give it to me." And he had his daughter in there and his wife. He said, "Now, I've done everything in my power to support you, give you anything you wanted. But now I can't get a drink of liquor. Mm-hmm. And you know I've been using it all my life. Mm-hmm. Dear, he said. So now how come I can't get it? So the old preacher went and got that man liquor, and he lived about 7 years after that. You can have heart trouble, and you can take a little shot of liquor, put a little bit of water in it, and cut it so it'll stimulate that blood. It'll stimulate the blood. You can have a stroke where the blood is not circulating. But now if you get you a little liquor and use it right, like the book says. The book says liquor is good. Wine is good. It's you, Jesus Christ, getting drunk on wine. But it was for the stimulation of the stomach's sake. That's what the book says. For stomach's sake. Now I'm going to show you where liquor ain't going to hurt you. Every bit of medicine you get is in liquid form, is more than likely got pure grain alcohol in it. You have to have it, don't hit a salver. You look on the bottle, see how much alcohol in it. But now into the doctor's medicine, it don't say what's in it. Now the medicine you got at your house, it does not tell you what is the ingredients in it. It tells you the day of the month, your name, and how to take it. And when to come back. Then he said, come back, let me check you. Now, you make it sound so good, you think you're going to get a price. Now, that's doctrine. But now, if you don't have insurance, Medicare, or money, he can't find nothing wrong with you. Get you 2 aspirin, drink plenty of water, and go to bed and get you some rest. That's what the doctor tells you. But now, the first thing he's going to ask you, what's your trouble? Where you hurt at? How long have you had this? You ever had it once before? Mm-hmm. Doc, I had it about 6 months ago, a year ago. Mm-hmm. You got it again. Got the same dirt thing again. Well, now that's right. But not ever.
Let me go back to something we were talking about before, when you, the tape had run out there. You said basically then that you're that dying something that you don't think about?
I think about dying, sure. Yes, I do. I always bear that in mind, and I didn't used to do that. But the coat all is a burning low, and the time is winding up. Common sense should teach you that. Old people, they think about dying. That's the reason why they want to be honest. Pay the debts. Treat you like they wish to be treated. He ain't going to get out here and cuss you out and call you old bad name, because he got 1 foot in the grave and the other one out. Right? And you can respect him. Now, what makes the old man live a long time? Here's the law that God give man. Honor the father and mother. Your days shall be longer upon this land which thy God giveth thee. You go to 80, you go to 90, you go to 104. Now, it on the radio, this one, old man 109. He was telling him what to eat right there on that radio. Salads and stuff like I'm eating. The old man going strong. Your life is merely what you put in it. Life is just like planting a patch of peas out here, a bean. You put the seed in the ground, it'll come up. Like the Lord said, you can sow mustard seeds up on stony ground, and they'll come up. But now you got to have some ground there to pulverize the ground to make that seed grow. Now that comes up on the ground, on this rock. It don't live, but it'll come up. Get a little rain on there, it'll come up. Now, you got your life here, all right. You running around. You never think about having a stroke. You never think about having heart trouble. I'm telling you, you don't never think it, because it's not even in your mind. The mind controls the whole entire body. You know a psychiatrist can't help a person? That person got to find themselves. That man ain't doing nothing, just getting that money. Now, the medicine he gives this person, to give him this medicine, now, they give him Fluoxetine, they got all kind of pills. They give him that to hold him down, keep him from being violent. Mm-hmm. Well, when you get this pill in you, you go to sleep. That's just like the way they kept all these here wild beasts. You give him a tranquilizer, he run a little bit, but he fall. Mm-hmm. Then they throw that net on him. So now a psychiatrist, when a person is violent, out to the DA hospital, wherever he's at. They gave you that medicine to hold you down, a shot. Mm. Shoot you a shot.
So, but are you saying that basically, so that dying is something that scares you, or something that, I mean, is dying something that scares you, or something that you think is...
No, it don't frighten me. No, it don't. It don't frighten me. No, it really don't. Now, it don't frighten me, but I just think this way. What if this happened to me? Who would be here to lend me a helping hand? See, I'm by myself. You let me tell that lady. The only thing that ever hurt me, I'm lonely. Lonely. But now I know I'm going to die. Yeah. Laying alone, but die he must. But I've been here a long time. But I think I'll stay here for some time yet, the way I feel. I don't feel bad. Don't never have a headache. I have the proper bowel regulator. And I sleep pretty good. Less than I'm going off on a trip. Naturally, you ain't going to sleep too good because you know you got to be there. Mm-hmm. So you don't sleep tight.
So you like having a woman around when you're...
Oh, yes. Yes, I like to have a woman. I like to have...
Fights off the loneliness?
Yeah, that will... a man, for that concern. Somebody to talk to. Somebody to keep you awake. Well, it's a good help. It's good companionship. But nobody in that carburetor singing and you smell, maybe smell a little gas and it's running just as smooth, you'll go to sleep. You know, mm-hmm. Then if you got somebody to talk to.
So you need someone to keep you awake in the car.
Yeah.
That's the main thing you need.
Yeah, you need something to keep me awake, somebody in the car to talk to. I have picked up hitchhikers, but I got in trouble by picking up hitchhikers. I never picked up another one since. Guy picked me up. I picked up a guy coming out of Charlotte. It was cold as a day this morning. Well, I seen this old boy coming down the road. And I said, now that poor fella, he's freezing to death. Well, I asked him, I said, what you doing out this time of night? I was coming out of Charlotte. And I went to this little place going in Asheville there, cold, the Finger Hut. Mm-hmm. It was a light there, and I pulled in there. Went to sleep like a fool. And that guy hit me right back in the head there with some kind of club, but he didn't knock me out. So I jumped out of the car and run around on his side, and I took it away from him. I beat the shit out of him. Then I got right out in the road. Now, this is the truth, so help me God. I got seen a car coming from Asheville. Well, I had this club in my hand and right in the middle of the road. And guess who it was? Two state men.
Really?
Two state men. Now, that's the luck I had. Well, I told him what happened. And he says, what you want to do about it? I said, I want to put him in jail and prosecute him to the full extent of law. I said, it won't do me no good, but it may save somebody's life. Mm-hmm. I said, if he get by with this, he'll do it again. Mm-hmm. So it took him there and put him under a $5,000 bond. All right, they set the trial for me to come over. Well, I goes from Elizabeth to Asheville. Well, he put it off. Already set the trial again. So, next time I go to trial, he had skipped bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he skipped bond. Now, that was before the civil rights.
Uh-huh.
Before the civil rights ever passed. Well, they got away with that. Well, I goes to the post office. I goes to the bus station where they put up this bulletin where they wanted for highway robbery and so forth. You know, I never did see that bird's picture on that bulletin. But not all the rest of them where they had them for highway robbery and everything. But now they squished that thing. They squished it and got rid of it.
Was it a white guy?
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Really?
Yeah. That's the reason why I didn't have a leg to stand on. Now, if this guy would have hit me in the temple here, yeah, he'd have killed me. And, taking my car, and it was loaded just like this, and yeah, but I was driving a green Chevrolet station wagon. But if he'd hit me on the side of the head, he'd have knocked me out. Hit me in the temple, but he hit me back here, you see. Knocked a knot on my head, that felt like a hen egg. So I got me a bottle of snake oil, went on to Asheville, and went to flea markets. I told the people what happened, showed them the knot. And what was so bad about it now, the law didn't do their duty. That'd been a black man, they'd have had several of them, questioned them. But they didn't question nobody about that guy. So I got out of that.
Well, that's been through some pretty tough experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you seem to come out of it sort of liking everybody, pretty much.
Yeah.
You sort of like people.
Well, I do. I like people. I got a lot of host of friends up and down the highway. They like me everywhere I go because I try to carry myself physically fit and morally straight. And I do a lot of favors for people. Man sick. Now I made a speech in Asheville. I used to work the Greenland. And I said, if any man, any woman out on the lot, they've got kidney trouble, bladder trouble, or any kind of allergy, I'll treat you. It won't cost you a penny. And I will kill you. Now that soap I got, I used to go to Tazewell, Virginia, and Raven. I'd cut up that soap and they'll give everybody a little piece. I built up a heck of a good business. But I'm not the reason why they like me. I keep the influence with little children. See all that candy there? That's just a little can, but that building over yonder and sitting all out there, I give it to these kids. Because I like them little'uns make big'uns. And we don't have no little'uns, we don't have no big'uns. And they like me, and they come to bring their kids for a year to see me. They want to, some of them have never seen Indian, you see, and the kids, they just love me. Well, the women and the majority of the people, and you just watch around there tomorrow and see how they, hello, chief, hello.
No, I see, yeah, I know they like him.
Yeah,
well, one other question. You said your father sold medicine, made medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made all the medicine for us children. Come back to World War One.
Who are you talking about?
World War One. See, the flu.
Who are you talking about?
Talking about my daddy. See, the flu hit the nation. It killed hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people. It wiped out whole families. Right here in Anderson and everywhere. It wasn't enough people living to bury the dead. And it was winter time too, but my dad would go out in the woods and get the medicine, just like I'm selling you, bone set, hohound, and mullein tea, pine top tea. But every night under the sun, he would give us some medicine. He didn't wait till we get the flu, but he doctored us before we got the flu to fight it all. And he was smart. We never even had the flu. And you know I never had the mumps. Now, this is true. Never had the mumps till I was 45 years old. I didn't know what the devil meant with me. It's all swollen up. But some old man said, well, you got the mumps. I thought I'd done had the mumps. But check, I caught the mumps around about 45.
So did you used to make the medicine too?
Yeah. I make medicine for my children. Wild cherry. Take some of this medicine I got and mix it in there, that oil of eucalyptus. And put me some honey in it, rock candy. Work like magic. I made my daughter medicine. My daughter had asthma. And I just about cured that asthma on her, but now after she left me, sometimes it hits her because she don't take the medicine. And she's in Boone, and I'm in Elizabethton. But now when she's in Kingsport, I used to make medicine, take it over there, give her. And the way I made this medicine, I got pure apple brandy and cod liver oil and pure honey. And it all a mix. You know, cod liver oil is awful good for the lungs. And apple brandy, it stimulates, it cuts spleen in that rock candy. But I made her some medicine. Now she was using this thing at you.
Inhale.
Yeah, inhale.
I use that.
Yeah, well, now, here's what happens to that. Here's what happened to you, and I believe it, you'll agree. Whenever you go to use that, you get so sick, by God, you just can't stand it because the system is full of it. You say, I'd rather die than take this, but it looks like I have to have it. Open up my bronchial tubes. Have to have it. You think you have to have it. But now you can take this medicine I got where you inhale and exhale, like it says, follow direction for the best result. That's it right there. See that little ball there next to that tape?
Mm-hmm.
Pull it out there.
This one
right there. That one right there. Use 2 drops for any kind of severe hacking cough or cold. And for cold and for asthma, any kind of stomach trouble. See, this is the old tonica. This is Indian medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Indian medicine. Tonica. Now I just want you to smell this. Let me get that thing off.
Smells good.
Now, he's strong as the devil, yeah. too. All right. Take your finger and put a little on it and put it in your mouth. Then you do that. Watch it go down into them lungs. They ain't gonna hurt you. I put that on the end of your tongue.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, it'll go down in there, hit it, loosen that up. Now that mucus where his stick, sometime when you have a bad attack, you almost have to do that. Pull it out. That's when it's bad. It's choked up on you. Then when you're sleeping, you're breathing out your mouth, not your nose. But now that medicine, you take that medicine any length of time, you just rather die. But the doctor say you have to have this. I'll never take no doctor. Now, I reckon he does all he can to try to help people, but it takes him so darn long to help anybody. That money. If he helped everybody and got them well the first or second trip, he'd soon work on all of them. They'd be well. Then he's treating you for the same thing, then he'd haul off and die. Die young. His medicine didn't do him no good. His medicine didn't do him no good. But I take medicine. I really do, because I know the value of my health.
What were you saying out in the people live cheap, die cheap, and they bury you cheap?
That's right. If you try to live cheap, you die cheap, and they bury you cheap. Just anything, unpicker, where they'll put you in the cheapest cash that you got. You ain't got no money, you ain't gonna spend it, you ain't got no insurance. But now if you got insurance and was thought of yourself and look for the future, you could be buried nice, but a lot of them don't believe in insurance.
Well, what type of casket do you want? You mean, do you want a fancy casket?
Well, I told my wife this. I didn't want her to spend all her money and putting it in the ground. I said, put me away ordinarily. I'll never say anything about it. Just put me away ordinarily. But don't spend your money that I have paid, your insurance, made my insurance, and give it all to the undertaker. Don't do it. Don't put on a big front. Don't do it. Now, when a man die, he's the biggest devil in the world, some of them, but he try to get the preacher to preach him into heaven. That's wrong. Now, I want you to say something good about it. Say something good. But now that preacher, he's not a preacher. Now, if he's a hell raiser, then going to try to preach him in heaven, he'll have to give an account of that. Preaching, a preacher's funeral like he live. And every day a man live, he preaches his own funeral. Right? That's the way he live.
Every day a man lives, he preaches his own funeral?
Own funeral. He preaches his own funeral. Every day he live, he's a preaching his funeral. Now, if he was living right, he would always say, Lord, I'm going to do my utmost, the best I can, in order. So when I die, I have nothing to worry me. Well, now, a lot of people die hard, or he just won't hardly die, because his conscience hates him. But now, if you're living a good life, you die easy. You die easy. You die comfortable. That company, not that hard supping and talking out of your head, that's hard life. Well, that's the way you lived. That's the way you talked. Cussing. Now, they cuss right on that deathbed. Well, he did it in his, while he was up on his feet. Did you believe that?
I believe it.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
That's a good saying.
That's the way you live. It's the way you live.